عليه سنيماس وسوس وباتير انتي بنجتريس عليه سنيماس لنا وليس لنا موين في شدة إدنودي قدنا سواك May I word you to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, take it. شوي سنة ينام شوي خنبران من بيوت نمشير نبنا ما سواب أنوت أنوت أمين زوك سابة رينك أيوك أكا يبن بماتي كنينك إنك سوسي أونس توني أونون أمين The prayer of the third hour and the sixth hour of the blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalm teacher David the prophet me blessing be upon us all amen زوك سوسي أوسي 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 Holy, 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 Arim, holy gospel, according to teacher, St. John, may bless him with us all. Amen.
When the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, has come, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass that when it comes to pass, you might believe. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
Glory be to God forever, amen. To Nashim, Beresos, and Asos, Nebevnemas, Oweb, Tiagongasoti, Emon, Nainan. Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you sent forth upon your holy disciple on the apostle of the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but renew him with not spirit and me a clean heart, O God, and your right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. O Lord, who sent down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and your honor upon the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but renew. We ask you to renew him within us, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. The word I write on life-giving spirit, a spirit of prophecy, chastity, a spirit of holiness, righteousness, and authority of the Almighty One, for you are the light of our soul, O you who give light to every man that comes into the word, have mercy on us. O Theodore, you are true vine, who bore the cluster of life. We ask you full of grace with the apart for the salvation of our souls. Blessed the Lord our God, blessed the Lord, day by day he prepares our way, for he is God of our salvation. Amen.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who is crucified for us, and have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us.
O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses.
O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our Father and brethren have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls.
For you are Lord, and Lord, have mercy on us. You are Lord, and Lord, help us in the issue of our supplications.
For yours is the glory, the dominion, triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Because for you.
I'll be thy name.
Come,
Hail to you, we are.
We ask you, Saint, for glory, the ever virgin, and to close the Mother of Christ.
Lift up our prayers and your beloved Son, and you forgive us our sins.
Hail to the Holy Virgin, has brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God.
Ask the Lord in our redemption, he may have mercy on our souls, and forgive us our sins.
Holy Virgin Mary, the Holy Theo, to close the feast, for the gate for all mankind.
Intercede in our behalf for Christ, and you bore the him, forgive us our sins.
We ask. Hail to you, O virgins, right true queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Excellent, soon, 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 holy, 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 every only gospel, according to truth and Matthew, may bless him with us, holy man.
Multitude, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, and I will be exceedingly glad, for the great is your reward in heaven. For they shall persecute the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown under and out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they shall may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Forever, amen. The nation of Israel has remembered the most of you. Tongue of the Emmon and all who you in the 6 day and 6 hour were then to the cross for the sin which our Father had and did come in prayer that in the right voice. In the Christ, our God and Savior, I cry to God and the Lord, hear me. God, hear my prayer and don't drop if you use my petition. Be attentive to me and hear me. And every morning and midday I say my words and hear my voice and deliver my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was on the cross in the 6 hour, killed us and by the tree and by you, that you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pain by healing and life-giving passions, and by the nail which you were nailed, rescue our minds from the thought of their earthly deeds and worldly lusts, to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. ليس لنا دالة ولا حجة ولا معذرة من أجل كثرة خطايانا فلنا بك نتوسل إلى ذي ولد منك يولي إلى العذراء لأن كثيرة الشفاعة قوية ومقبولة أن مخلصنا يتوى الأم الطاهرة لا ترفض الخطاة من شفاعة لنا ذي ولد منك لأنه رحوم وقادر على خلاصنا لأنه تألم من أجلنا لك أن ينقذنا فلتدركنا رافتك سريعا أننا تمزقنا جدا أعنا يا الله مخلصنا من أجل مجد اسمك يا ربنا نجنه فلنا خطايانا من أجل اسمك القدوس
صنعت خلاصا في وسط هذا كله يا مسيح الهنا عندما بسطت يديك الطريقين على الصليب فلهذا كلهم تصرخ قائلا المجد لك يا رب نسجد لشخص غير الفاسد يا الصلاح طالبين مغفرة خطايانا يا المسيح الهنا لأن بمشيئة سرت تصعد على الصليب لتنجي الذين خلقتهم وعبودلة العدو نصرخ إليك ونشكرك لأنك ملأت كل فرحا أيها المخلص لما تتبعي العالم يا رب المجد لك
كنين كعيك صوصيون أسطونيون آمين
أنت هي الأمتلاء نعمة يا ولد العذراء نعظمك للنوم قبل صليب المهد وجحيم بطل الموت أمواتا كنا فنهضنا واستحققنا الحياة الأبية والنعيم الفردوس الأول نجلاز المجد بشكر غامات المسيح اللي هنا
We exalt you, the Mother of the true light. We glorify you, saints, as you the cause, for you have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls.
Glory be to your Master and King, Christ, the Bride of the Apostles, the Father of the Mark. Lord is the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the church, the forgiveness of sins.
We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
We believe in one Lord, God the Father, the Mother, God, the Creator, heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages.
Light of light, God, to God, begotten, not created, and what is unto the Father, by whom all things are made.
Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
And crucified for us and upon his father's suffering was buried, the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures.
Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Son, the Son, worship and glorified, spoke by the prophets.
In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآن. آمين. يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم ارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا الكثيرة. آمين.
Mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our hardships and tribulations but you. O Lord, forgive and remit, O God, our transgressions, those chaffmen unwillingly and those chaffmen unknowingly, those chaffmen unknowingly and those chaffmen unknowingly, the hand and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of the holy name which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
It's ready to pray to thee, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Holy Tutu, moi no tiro pieti pievo, geni fi o.
Exhausti per to agion timion zorontoton zionimon kie prosferonton kiriele eisum.
Alleluia faile pieo etae choice etame.
Every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and ever us with this.
compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his blessed and holy mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, amen.
In the treaty of goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear. All enemy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rising of enemies hidden, and manifest, take them away from us and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. Amma salihat wa nafi'at fa'irzuqna iyaha li'annaka anta allazi a'taytana as-sultan an nadus 'ala al-hayat wal 'aqarib wa 'ala kulli quwwatin 'aluw. May you serve in the minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, might to be absolved from the mouth of the old holy train, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the beholder God, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Apostle, the Martyr, the Patriarch, Saint Severus, Horti, the Discourse, and Innocentius, Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr, the High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Basil, Zachary, God, from the mouth of the 318 siblings in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and 200 at Ephesus. And from the mouth of the Honourable Father, the High Priest, Baba Amba Tawadruz II, and his partner, our Father, the Bishop, Amba Bulus, woman from Mahakarati Wadafi. لأنه مبارك مملوء مجد اسم القدس الآن وكل أوان وإلى ظهر الدهور كلها أمين. Oh.
Yeah. Second epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Timothy. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. لهذا السبب أحتمل هذه الأمور أيضا لكنني لست أخجل لأنني عالم بمن آمنت وموقن أنه قادر أن يحفظ وديعتي إلى ذلك اليوم. تمسك بصورة الكلام الصحيح الذي سمعته مني في الإيمان والمحبة التي في المسيح يسوع. احفظ الوديعة الصالحة بالروح القدس الساكن فينا. أنت تعلم هذا أن جميع الذين في آسيا الذين ارتدوا عني الذين منهم في جلوس وهرمانوس ليعطي الرب رحمة لبيت أنيسوفوروس لأنه مرارا كثيرة أراحني ولم يخجل بسلسلتي. بل لما كان في روميا طلبني بأوفر اجتهاد فوجدني. ليعطيه الرب أن يجد رحمة من الرب في ذلك اليوم وكل ما كان يخدم في أفسس أنت تعرفه جيدا. فتقوى أنت يا ابني بالنعمة التي في المسيح يسوع. ما سمعته مني بشهود كثيرين أودعه أناسا أمناء يكونون أكفاء أن يعلموا آخرين أيضا. فاشترك أنت في احتمال المشقات كجندي صالح ليسوع المسيح. ليس أحد وهو يتجند يرتبك بأعمال الحياة لكي يرضي من يجنده. وأيضا إن كان أحد يجاهد لا يكلل إن لم يجاهد قانونيا. يجب أن الحراث الذي يتعب ويشترك وهو أولا في الأثمار افهم ما أقوله فليعطيك الرب فهما في كل شيء. أذكر يسوع المسيح المقام من الأموات من نسل داود بحسب إنجيلي الذي فيه أحتمل المشقات حتى القيود كمذنب لكن كلمة الله لا تقيد. لأجل ذلك أنا أصبر على كل شيء لأجل المختارين لكي يخلصوا هم أيضا على الخلاص يحصلهم أيضا على الخلاص الذي في المسيح يسوع مع مجد أبدي. نعمة الله لأب تكون مع جميعكم أمين.
Catholic epistle from the epistle of our teacher St. James, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor men. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. Now, those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the land of the Lord was, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all, that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today is the 10th day of blessed month of Tut. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the mercies of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the saint Ioannis and his 20 friends were martyred. That was during the reign of Emperor Maximinus Daza, who ruled from the year 305 to 313 AD. This saint loved the Lord from all his heart, and he memorized the Holy Scripture until it was imprinted deep in his soul. He met with Eusebius of Caesarea, the father of church history, who was amazed from Ioannis' vast knowledge of the Holy Book. This saint confessed along with his companions the Lord Christ before the governor, who ordered to send them for hard labor under the scourging sun. The governor ordered to pluck out Zanyuan's eyes and to burn one of his legs with red hot iron. Finally, ordered to behead them all, so they received a crown of the martyrdom, the blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. Also on this day, Saint Matruna was martyred. She was raised in a Christian home. When she grew up, life forced her to work as a maidservant in a home of a Jewish lady. Her mistress used to entice her to adopt to the Jewish religion. Matruna did not yield to her pressure. Therefore, her mistress used to humiliate her, ill-treat her, and overburden her with servitude. One day she imprisoned her in a dark room where she spent 4 days without food or drink. She then took her out and beat her painfully, and then she returned her back to her imprisonment, where she died. Therefore, she received a crown of martyrdom for her steadfast in her faith. The blessing of her praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the church celebrates the commemoration of Saint Basin and her 3 children. The blessing of their prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Sent to Saint Leon's holy apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see which you see and unseen them, and to hear which you then have not heard them. But as for I for this see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of you. And prayer which I have upon the Lord our God, those have already fallen and asleep, repose them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation. salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The King shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever.
Amen.
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit the eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today, the last verse, when Jesus Christ, he asked someone and from the Jews, and he said, what is the commandment? He said, love the Lord from your heart, from your soul, from your mind, from your strength. And the question, how I can love God from all of this? And I was thinking about, like, okay, if I'm loving God from my heart, maybe, and my mind too, I don't know. And my soul also too, it's too hard. The soul is like the breath that I receive from God. So how I can love God from all of this? First of all, I wanted to explain to you what are the meaning, the difference meaning of love, because when it's written in the Greek language, so it's totally different. We have three kind of love. Number one is eros and philia and agape. First one is eros. It's like only a word of like describe love of pleasure. So if I'm, for example, it's a pleasure, so this is eros. A kind of pleasure, like some love and someone, for example, please me or something please me. So this is the love that. So when I say I love that, so it's not a love, a very big love, but it's a love of pleasure. So this is the eros. Philia, it's a word, when you use the love of attraction, I'm attracting to someone or something else too. So this is another kind of love, which is a love of philia, like friendship, for example. Agape, which is the majority, we can say 99% of the word love inside the Bible, which is written in the four Gospels and all the epistles also too, it's written agape. And agape, it's unconditional love. So to explain more than that, when Jesus Christ, he said, I love the world. So love, it means agape. I love the world with unconditional love. When Jesus Christ asked too that the Father loved the Son, so also he said agape. The God loved agape, unconditional love to the Son, and the Son of the world, the same. And when Jesus Christ asked the people to love each other, he asked also too about that, the agape, love each other, love your neighbor, love your enemy. It unconditional love. It's hard, I know. It's something you can imagine that when Jesus Christ asks us to love the enemy, okay, maybe I can love my friend, maybe I can love my neighbor, but to love my enemy too, by the same level of agape, unconditional love, who can do that? Only when I'm asking him to help me in that. Going back to loving God. In our days that we... that it is something, a kind of very busy. We have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of, maybe we have a family, we are thinking about our family, about our future, about anything, about work, anything, about our job, about the future of my kids too, about what we have now, the government set the new rules, for example, and we have to think about the COVID-19, and we have a lot of things to think, and all of that, and how I can love God with all of these circumstances. This is a lot. I know it's that there are a lot of pressure, but that's why today we will see how I can love God with all my, loving God like all my heart, all my strength. Strength means my ability, my effort. I'm doing a lot of to show God how I love him, and we will see that. Also my soul. My soul, it's my desires. The soul is the breath that I receive it from God. All my desires, also how I can love God with all of that. If I go to the heart, especially, the heart is a center of the man. It's a center of our physical and spiritual, both of them. Like, for example, contain all the passions, desires, affection, all of that. If I go to the dictionary of like the heart vines for the doctors, the physicians, they said that the heart came to stand for man's entire mental and moral activity. So the heart is like who can control mental and moral activity too. Includes all. emotions, reason, will. So, and also the heart is different than soul, as I said. The mind, so the heart is like the center of moral activity, a lot of things, and physical activity too, a lot of things. But also the mind is the faculty of understanding. Think a lot, how to manage my life, how to manage my everything. So also it's a faculty of understanding. And as I said also too, this is the problem of how to gather all of that in one box, as in my mind, my soul, my heart, all of that, and my strength, and I how to gather all of that and to love God with all of that. It's too hard, but let's see how to do that. First of all, love God with an exclusive love. Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The first commandment, it came for the Ten Commandments, say like that to Moses, not to have any other gods in your life, only live with one God, worship one God. The problem that sometimes we have many gods in our life, say like, no, we haven't idols anymore. No, we have. One of that, for example, I tell you the one of the idols I have in my pocket now, this one. Yeah. The cell phone is one of my idols. For example, I can tell you a lot of examples in our life. So, for example, the first things I'm doing in the morning, what I'm doing in the morning, I open the cell phone and I see the news, Facebook, anything else. And instead of starting my day with God and a prayer, and to show him how I love him, because he loved me. He loved me before. Therefore, the first thing that I'm doing, I take my phone, my cell phone, and I'm open my phone immediately. When I open my eyes in the morning early, and I go through whatever news, Facebook or whatever, one of my idols. And so God come to me and ask, "Do you love me?" For sure, I love you. For sure, I love you from my heart, really. So you start your day without me. If you love me, the first thing that you have to say good morning to me. So instead of saying good morning to me, and instead of all of that, what you're doing, you go to another idol or to another gods that you have in your life. That's why Jesus' words in Matthew 6, He tried to say about also not only, maybe he said that because there's a lot of things. For example, in Matthew 5 and 6, and on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mountain, what happened? Jesus Christ took all the people, these people, like thousands of people, as they said, 5,000, so this is only the men, and go, and he said, okay, come after me, follow me. And what he did, he went to the mountain outside any troubles, any noise. He said to them, leave everything on earth, in your home and houses, and come with me on the mountain and leave everything on the side. Now you can worship me. Now you can love me. Without that, you can't do anything. We have some idols. Even sometimes we have idols like thought. And we worship the thought. We have to remember that the first thing, I have to love God only. Also, we have to love him like his love is exclusive. Nothing can come with him. Nothing. So our heart set only on what delight his heart. For example, my heart, for example, working some emotions. So is it these emotions, it's right, delight the heart of God or not? I have to ask myself. This love is exclusive love. So first of things, I have to think about him in first. So any emotions come to my heart and I'm asking myself, these emotions is delight the heart of God or not? If not, rejected. If yes, go ahead. I have to ask my minds,
all the thought, it's related to his words or not. A lot of people come to me, for example, Abuna, we have a problem in our job, in our work, but I think we have to not say the truth, because if we say the truth is so, it would be very hard to us. I have to reply and answer what Jesus Christ said from the Word of God, from the Bible. Open the Bible and read. I can't tell you, for example, be in a gray area. Don't lie. Don't worship any other idol. I have to ask also my soul, are you satisfied when you talk to him or not? Are you satisfied when you come to the church and pray, when you are sitting with him or not? And I have to ask my strength. Are you doing everything to please him or not? Number two, love God with a surpassing love. In Matthew 10:37, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. In Luke 14:26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. It's so hard and very offensive when someone read from outside the church is not a Christian, when he read this verse. It's very offensive. Hate your father, your mother, and all of that. It's impossible. How I can do that? How Jesus Christ said that? If we go to the Greek language, because the problem is the translation of to the Arabic or to the English even also to cannot express the right word. It's not hate, it means hate. No, it means like make the love of your father, your mother, your family the second and number one is God, very deep love. That's why when we go to the monastery, for example, we see a lot of monks, they left their family. How they do that? How did they are doing that? How they leave all this family and go to God? They have only one love in the first, and the second is their family. I went one day to for condolences for someone who passed away. So I met the guy whose father passed away. So I saw him. He's very strong, and I know this kind of personality that they try to express that they are to the people that they are very strong in the beginning. But when they go to the room and close the door, so they felt like crying all the time, and I was afraid about him. I was worried about him too. So I didn't leave him for all the day, and I went with him to the home, and I saw him strong again. I told him, we are alone. If you wanted to cry, he told me no. So I was very very anxious about him. Like, what is that? What is that? So he told me, you know what? My father and my mother told me before, we love you a lot, and we know that you love us a lot, but they taught me to love God more than them. I was shocked because the first time in my life that I heard this word, that someone as a parent, from the parents, tried to teach their kids how to love God more than them. They love them very well, but they taught them how to love God in the first, how to please God in the first. So it wasn't offensive when Jesus Christ said hate, but he didn't mean it for sure, because again, if we go to the Greek language, it's totally different. So I have to remember that. I have to remember that nothing in my love can compare with the love of God. Even my parents, even my kids. Who created me? And who created my son and my daughter? Or my wife? Like him. So why am I worried about what? I love them a lot, I know, because they parted from me. But who created us is God, so he's taking care about me and about them also too. So I love him more. I love him more, who created me and created all the people. That's why I have to love him more. Because when I go to the first epistle for John 2:15, he loves me before. He loves me before. And he said that. He loved the world more than can you imagine. He loved everyone. He knows everyone by his name. He knows everyone by his name. And he's taking care of us every single moment in our life. He is not like a God who is sleeping. Oh, forgot. Or, for example, who can't forget anything. No, he is not. He's not forgetting anyone. Even if we are bad. Again, we are all sinful. We have our sins. But he's always open his arms because he wants everyone to come to his arm, to his bottom. Because he loves me, I'm loving him. And I can't love him by his love. His love is infinity, unconditional love. I try to love him with my heart, but I can't. I try to give him everything, but I can't. That's why I can't love anyone more than him. I can't love any other idols in my life, or I can't even love anyone in the world more than him. The third one, we are loving God with an obedient love. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them in the one who loves me, and he who loves me, he will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself of him. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. One kind of the love also too, I am obeying God. Again, it's very easy. If you wanted to do anything, so first of all, I have to open the Bible and read what Jesus Christ said in that. He said to, for example, to follow him, I am following him. He said to not to lie, I will not do that. He said to love each other, to love the neighbor. Sometimes it's hard on me. I can't forgive. So I'm going to him. Okay, you said that in the Bible, so you have to help me to do that. So I'm asking my Father. I'm obeying him, but also too, I need help. So this is what I have to do always. I'm obeying. If I want to show him love, I have to obey. I have to listen to what he said in the Bible and respect that and obey him. It's a kind of whatever. For example, if wife and husband, and they are discussing together, and they know very well, for example, in front of the people, we have to listen to each other. And because the wife loves her husband, and the husband loves also his wife, so they obey each other. It's not a kind who is a master. No, this is a showing of love by obeying. Showing one of that. Also too, when we go to our kids, and I set some commandment, for example, to them, or do that. If they are not listening to me, first thing I'm saying to them, do you love me? Like, yeah, I love you, Baba. Okay, obey. The first thing, we are doing that with our kids. Why we are not doing that with our Father? We have also to obey. In 1 John, he said, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. This is, again, This is how we know we are in him. We are in him because I know very well his words. I'm listening to his words and I obey him too. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. As Jesus did exactly. The last thing is, we are to love God with persevering love. In James 1:12, blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The issue that I'm loving God, for sure, because he's doing a lot of things good with me. But with any trials, with any troubles, I can't love you anymore. You are not my father anymore. In 1 Peter, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and thought you have not seen him. You love him and thought you do not see him now, but believe in him. You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining an outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. If there is a vow between a wife and husband in the beginning, and they said, there is a vow between us. Whatever will happen, we'll still together. I know that in our Coptic Orthodox Church, we haven't this vow. But usually in all the church, other churches they have, they try to write. Maybe it's a kind enough of tradition. But if I write a vow for my wife, for example, and she write anything in front of the altar, I have to respect that. The vow here between the husband and wife that we will go together in this life 40, 50, 60, 70 years, 100 years together without leaving each other. Even during the trouble, they will live together, hand by hand. This is the vow between husband and wife. What about me and God? Who created me? The problem in this love, it's hard because sometimes I feel the trouble is coming, so where are you? And the question mark here, where are you? You are not here anymore. You're not listening to me. You're leaving me now. No, he is not. He is not at all. The troubles is already existing in our life. There is two kinds of troubles or trials. Sometimes there is a temptation come to me. It's due to me. I put myself in this temptation. And another trial which is coming from God, because maybe he wanted to reshaping me. I will tell you something, and I told us this every time. You know how the gold is amazing and it's very pure. But the problem, the man who is trying to get the gold pure, he has to put this on the fire. The problem is that when he put it in the fire, on top of the fire, I asked someone who is doing that, he said, no one can disturb me. No one can go in the room where I am doing this experience. So I asked him why. Because if he disturbed me, there is a time I have to remove the gold from the fire. I have to remove it immediately, unless it will be burned. So I said, so that's why no one can go inside your room when you're doing this experience. I said, yes. So I said, when you have to remove the gold from the fire? He said, when I see my face in the gold. It's like a picture, like a photo. I remember exactly when it's written already in the Bible. When God see his face in me, he tried to remove this trouble or this tribulation. He asked it all with me. Sometimes I feel like
okay, if there is no trouble in our life, I think, I'm talking about myself, I will not go to pray. This is our humanity. If there is no trouble, then I'm not going to pray. If everything is good, sometimes I feel like very lazy and I'm not going to pray. So sometimes I have some trials. And I put myself also too in some temptation due to myself. This is my problem, my issue sometimes. So I love God also too with my strength. I have to do a lot of work, a lot of effort, strive. If we open like all the books of the monks, the story of the monks, or anyone else, you see how they love God not only by their mind, not only by their heart, not only by anything else, no, also by strength. They try to do everything, so we have to do that too. I have to worship every day. I have to love Him by worshiping. I have to love Him also to serve His name, to love the people, to help anyone else too. I am comparing myself now. If I love someone and he asks me to do anything, I will do it. I will go running to do that only because I love him. For example, if my son or my daughter asks me to do anything, for sure I will do that for them. Why? Because I love them. The same love, if I wanted to express that to God by loving Him by my strengths. So we love God with all our heart when we love Him exclusively, Him and Him alone. We love God with all our soul when we find our satisfaction in Him more than any other person. We love God with all our mind when we make decision to obey His every command. We love God with all our strength when we persevere in the face of every trial. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Begotten of the Father before all ages, light, flight, true God of true God, begotten, not created, but essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men are for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. suffer, not buried, and to the third day rose bed, according to scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again, his glory shall the living dead, who can shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. In goste vom chaetenti anastasis enteniref mot nem beon chente piones neio
is more in a pasi. Of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by the dust of angels. Glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Amen.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord, have
mercy. يا الله املأ قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رئية ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بكبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بالوقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير الميتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربي
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدم على هذا الرسم كيف ورعد وشعر كن زرون سيد
بشفاة والدة الإله القديسة
Oh, يسبحونك دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
ننسيت
الشروبين يسجدون لك والسرافيم يمجدونك صارخين قائلين
Oh, قدوس 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 بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم. وعندما خالفنا وصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم. فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاض بل تعدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين. وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم. And taught us the way of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are the world and gave himself for our salvation unto death. Which he didn't over us, we were by your bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب. He has appointed a day for a company in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in an echari, empainesti, He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life giving.
Believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked our heaven to you, O God, who are his Father, a master of everyone. and he sanctified.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we
disciples and the apostles saying, take heed of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is to in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء و شكرا
آمين
وبارك
آمين
وقدسها وأعطاها أيضا لتلاميذ القديسين وتطهر قائلا Take drink of it of all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
Proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Ascension into the heavens, we confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you. You, oh,
also commemorated Holy Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his setting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, full of glory. We offer unto you your gift from what is yours, for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, O Lord, and we worship you.
Let us attend. Amen.
وهذا الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا له.
آمين.
And this cup also into the precious blood of the new covenant.
Again, I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Through our mother, the birthday of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our body, one spirit, may we become one body, one spirit, may you have a share and inheritance of all the saints who have lived in your remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are on her. Well, and Uskur Ya Rabbi Abuna Tobawi Mukarram, Ra'is Asak Fitna al Bab al Muazzam al Bab, Tamadrus Sani, Washariko Fil Khidmat al Rasuliya bin al Uskuf al Mukarram, Il Ambabulus.
Lerais Kanat Nalbab al Muazzam al Amba Tamadrus Sani. بابا وبطريرك ورئيس أساقفة المدينة العظمى الأسكندرية وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف الأنبا بولس وسائر سقفتنا الأرثوذكسية.
يا رب
those who rightly find the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumen, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven ornaments of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن أذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا
safe to this place which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and all cities, districts, sizes, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
and
those who would welfare in God's faith graciously accord the Lord the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Pray them to their measure according to grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May it far be abundantly water is fruitfully plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعما في كل حين حسنا اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح
يا رب
Remember, O Lord, who have brought us gain, those on whom we have them be brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifice and those who have brought
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. Oh. And Saint John, a former baptism of martyr, and Stephen, the archdeacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, the Thessalonian, the Gregory, a wonder worker, Saint Gregory, the army, Athenian. The 318 listed in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 at Ephesus. Nimpenioten ziki os benishtiav Antonios, nimpis miavapavli. Nempi shomtes oav ava mekari. Nemno shiritiro en stavrovorus. Nempeniot ave anis biromenos. Nempeniot ava pishoi pimis pipiromen teleios. والقوي القديس أنبا موسى ريحان سكام القدس وأبنا أنبا دانيال الكموس وأبنا أنبا إسئزوروس القدس وأبنا أنبا بخوما بالشركة وتدروس تلميذو وأبنا أنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وأبنا أنبا ويسا تلميذو وأبانا أنبا تكلا هيمانوت وأبانا أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة وأبانا البطريرك الباب كيرلوس السادس والأرشز ياكن حبيب جيرس and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May the holy blessings be.
يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بالعدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنايعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل أذكر يا رب عبيدك ميشيل عياد كرم غبور منيرة عوض سميرة بجبل مريم يوسف هارون شحاتة سميرة إسحاق Raga Taufi Fadi Padi Hani Henry Iris Ramses Ivona Aziz Nusulabi Henry Isha Rifat Nagi Turaya Samuel Wagi Abdul Malak Tafadal Ya Rabbina Nafsum Gamian Fi Ahdan Abain Al Kudisin Ibrahim Washaq Wa Yaqub الهوم في موضع خضر المرع في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرى من حزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسي
يا رب
can report them the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in the place. ونحن أيضا الغرباء في هذا المكان احفظنا في إيمان ونعم علينا بسلام إلى التمام
كما كان كذا يكون من جيلني إلى جيل وإلى
and lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things, your great and holy name be glorified. Blessed and exalted in everything, honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make a word of the communion and pardon of his divine and immortal mystery. Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Renee Preach his salvation all our days. Let us glorify him at all times, since he is our God and we are his people and the sheep of his flock. He has then to renew us and to raise us from the depths to the light. He has given us all life from death and granted us freedom from slavery. He has, through the coming of his only begotten Son in the flesh, eliminated the darkness of our reckless wandering.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
أما يسوع ربنا فإنه جاء إلى النصرة ودخل المجمع في السبت كعادته وقام ليقرأ فدفع إليه سفر أشعياء النبي فلما فتح السفر وجد الموضع المكتوب فيه أن روح الرب علي لهذا مسحني وأرسلني لأبشر المساكين وأنادي للمسبيين بالعدق وللعميان بالبصر ولأرسل إلى المأسورين بالإطلاق وأكرز بسنة الرب المقبولة. That you grant us the forgiveness of our sins, and that you confirm us in the true faith in the Holy Trinity, in the same way that we were with our Father, the honor and just apostles, with the righteous, the cross bearers, and the pure martyrs who shed their blood for the sake of Christ's name and receive their uncrippled crowns. We therefore, the weak and sinful, ask you, O the lover of mankind, to bless the crown of this year with your righteousness, to purify us from our bodily and spiritual defilements, and to make us worthy to partake of your indescribable bounties for the salvation of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul we may boldly venture fiercely to cry unto you, Holy Father, who are in the heavens, sing our Father.
Lord in heaven,
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Cast us out, Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, forever and ever.
shoy.
Taskifa la simon tu kiriyo eklinati
before you.
Remember all congregation, blood.
Save them in and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The horn is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Holy Father,
one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here in Epasi, the Holy Body and the Honor, true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. مقدسون وكريمون جسد ودم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن إلهنا آمين بيسو من بس نوف انت منويل بنوتي فاي بيخن اومث مي آمين
آمين تين آهتي
آمين 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 I believe, I believe, I believe and confess the blood, bread, and life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, Lord God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, and Mary, even what divinity, without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration. He, with no confession before Pontius, body, give it up for us, upon the holy word of the cross, often well for us all. بالحقيقة يؤمن أن له تلم يفارق نسو تلات وعلى وطرفت عينن يعطى عنا خلاصا وفران الخطايا وحياتنا بذيل ولمنتنا ولمنه ومن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة آمين
آمين آمين آمين I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth, آمين Pray for us and for all Christians who have said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم رتلوا بنشيد هللويا صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية يا رب ارحم
لقصان سينك مريا زنقصان
Oh,
grant you of His greatness. Alleluia. Barak ekli.
Oh, yeah.
Siri Eme Noti Kote Me
from his exile, O Lord.
Lord, take away your hands from us.
O God, have compassion upon us with your aid around us. Shine your light upon us.
Oh Lord, take away our wrath from us.
Bless the crown of this year. Forgive all our sins. Renew our hearts and minds.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
O Lord, teach us your ways. Make us worthy to fulfill your laws. Show your justice to all men.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
We thank you for knowledge it upon us. Goodness and knowledge it upon us, and we glorify your majesty and greatness. O Lord, take away your hands from us.
Nafrah bihulul ankfina ونسبحك في كنائسنا لأنك إلهنا وفدينا يا رب ارفع
at all times.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
We cry to you at all times. Lead us not into temptation, and forgive us our trespasses.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
We implore you with supplication. Incline your ears and hear us, that we may praise you day and night.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
Forgive all our inquiries, have iniquities, have compassion and mercy upon us. We all ask your forgiveness.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
not unto our enemies. Let the sinners repent to you, O Lord.
Take away your wrath from us.
Deliver us from wars and inflations. Fill the poor with surplus. Grant us our request.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
Care for the widows and orphans. Heal all our sicknesses. For you are our hope forever.
O Lord, take away your wrath from us.
آمين هللويا دوكسابا تريك ايوك اجيب نعماتي كاني كاينك تاتيون استوني اومن 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 اوشي بولن دوي مسجي اوبن شو تيسوس مخل اسموي بي اكلومت تيرون بي هيتنتك مت اخرستوس Sotniaro onemi mominem ni setinem ni karpos sotior mononem kirie leison kirie leison kirie evlogison amines moero moero ispiritonia
conievo Pia Christos pennoti E porun të tjeri në mojnë anë e të kërini, se mënë anë e të kërini, ka në novë në nëvolë gjësof të digom, në mizë më mja shani, amin. May God word to pray, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, earth and heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, in the power, the glory forever, amen. والآن محبة الله الأب ونعمة ابن صالح المسيح وشركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جماعكم امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون مع جماعكم